We've kind of left this unsaid so far, but the whole idea of an origin story comes from comic books. It's the whole backstory of how a character got his or her powers or became, you know, the character that we've come to know. And in the case of Ammon Walker, there's really two origin stories, and they're both kind of amazing. One is how he became a superhero, and then the other one is how Aaron DiRico came to invent him. DiRico lives in Friday Harbor, and as he was growing up, he always wanted to be a soccer star. But there was a problem with that. He has cerebral palsy. So he figured out a way to live that dream in the pages of a comic book instead of on the soccer pitch. And when he came in and sat down with us, he talked about how his soccer dreams came from his father.
My dad was a first-round draft pick for the original Seattle Sounders in 1974 and a captain of the national team, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps but couldn't. And then in 98, I learned that Sean Connery was almost a soccer star, and then I thought to myself, what if the world's most famous fictional spy was a soccer star? And then I was like, well, what if that was his cover? And then I was like, ooh, what if I give him superpowers? And I thought, ooh, I'll add a personal element. I'll give him part of my story. He has a disability, cerebral palsy, and he dreams of being a soccer gladiator like his father. But because the cerebral palsy affects his legs, he can't. And then he works for years and years to find a cure, has many setbacks. Finally, he's able to invent a technology that heals him, and then he's sabotaged, and in the course of overcoming that sabotage, he discovers a spiritual power source that gives him the shamanic power of the dragonfly.
So let's talk about CP for a second.
Yes.
What is cerebral palsy and how does it affect you?
Well, cerebral palsy is a nerve condition where my brain is getting electrical signals where parts of my muscles are too tight, like a fist, and other parts are too relaxed. It keeps me from, you know, doing things like running and dancing, and even standing in place sometimes is challenging because it's like, again, imagine making a fist and it's just, it cuts off the circulation. It, you know, it does get frustrating, but thankfully mine is what's called a mild version. There's lesser versions where it only affects like the hand, and then there's mild, and then there's severe. For instance, the movie My Left Foot, where people can barely blink.
I know you're, particularly in your adult life, you're really focused on resilience and helping people overcome and bounce back. But there must underneath that also be some really difficult times, I have a feeling. What was it like, particularly growing up, idolizing your dad, who is a soccer star, an athlete, you know, a really elite athlete, yeah, and it's just out of your reach?
It was challenging, especially when I was a kid and I had an awareness of what my dad had done, and I don't blame them, but kids didn't know that, and I would say I want to play soccer, and they would say, we don't want you on the team. And it was hard, you know. And so I, instead of letting that define me, I created him, you know.
What role has creating Ammon Walker played in your sort of learning how to cope with all that?
It gives me hope, and it gives me, because I want to give other people hope. I want to give people a character they can admire and look up to, because I know for me, reading things like Doctor Strange, about a doctor who loses his ability to use his hands and heals himself, and Daredevil overcoming blindness, that gave me hope, even though it wasn't specific to what I had. And I thought, why don't I get really specific, and maybe this can inspire people of all ability levels who have such a desire to live, and maybe Ammon can give them a voice that they haven't had before, you know, of what it's like.
Yeah. So, you know, thinking about Ammon and his, the way that he comes to overcome his disability, I mean, there's like a long history in comics of people without power who create very powerful fantasy kind of alter egos. Like the creators of Superman were these relatively marginalized sons of Jewish immigrants who create this great iconic hero or whatever. Do you see yourself as fitting into that or reacting against that, or how?
I love Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. They they were turned down so many times by every publisher, and they kept with it. They had a vision, and they, to me, they're the Elvis of superheroes. They made it all possible, you know, and I feel that Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, that duo, was sort of the Beatles or Jimi Hendrix, if you will. They took it even further, made it more personal, and added, you know, humanity and flaws to the heroes. But they gave voice to the shunned, to the nerds, to the shy, and so I want to honor them. I want to honor everybody that's come before me. I really do.
How did you get the attention of Stan Lee, who's the creator of Spider-Man and Thor and all these iconic Marvel heroes?
In 2008, he was doing an online writing workshop, and I signed up. And he answered a lot of questions that helped me progress. And then right after that, I had the courage to submit my work to Eisner Award-winning comic book writer and artist Paul Chadwick, who became my mentor. Such a great man. And in 2010, my mother, she was able to get enough money together to get me a ticket to go to the Emerald City Comic Con, and Paul was gracious enough to offer to drive me there. All I wanted to do was to thank Stan. I didn't want to, you know, geek out and go total fanboy. Impossible, but... so we get there, and Paul was very nice. He said, so where do we get the tickets? And basically, they were pre-sold. I didn't know that. So we were turned away. And then literally my heart went from feeling kind of heavy and sad to I look up and I am in awe. Who's barreling down the hall, surrounded by staff members, but Stan the Man Lee. And then even though there was a crowd of people, Stan and his assistant cut through the crowd, and he saw me, and he put his arm around me, and he said, how about a picture? And I was still trying to summon any kind of words. And he's about to leave, and then in front of everybody, I said, Stan, wait, thank you so much. I applied your wisdom from your writing workshop, and because of that, now I have a mentor. Thank you so much. And then...
Take your time, Aaron.
Sorry. In front of my mentor, Paul, and the entire crowd, he shook my hand and said, I'll be looking for your work, and I expect great things from you. He doesn't know that my friends used to compare me and tell me I look like Peter Parker, and that helped me go from C's and D's to almost all A's. He doesn't know how much reading his comics liberated me from limitation. He doesn't know what an amazing impact he's had on my life. And so for such an amazing man to give me that encouragement, it empowered me, and it's helped me get through so much.
It's so powerful what you said about reading Spider-Man. The whole idea of these comic heroes is the powerlessness transformed into power.
Yes.
And exactly. that's what Ammon is.
Yes. I wanted to take the idea of with great power comes great responsibility and have Ammon embody that from the start of his life.
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old, my mother was carrying me up the stairs, and I told her, I said, Mommy, I know why I have cerebral palsy. And she smiled. She said, why is that? I said, so I can heal myself and teach others how to heal. So that's been my mission since I was five. And so I had Ammon becomes a doctor specifically to do that. And I want to use Ammon's adventures to show an idea that I came up with for a technology that could hopefully heal people. And I want to take that from comic books to animated motion comics to movies, and definitely into a video game that designed to make rehabilitation fun. And people play as Ammon. They learn to walk, then run, then play soccer. And they learn to develop their strength of character in the process so that by the time they become able to walk and run and kick and so on, they have the strength of character to use their new abilities wisely.
Well, Aaron DiRico is an artist and a writer who lives at Friday Harbor, and he's developing the debut issue of Ammon Walker. He's got a crowdfunding campaign underway right now. We're going to link to information about it from our website, kplusoundeffect.org. And Aaron, thank you so much for being on the show.
Gabriel, thank you.